Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Monday, April 17th, 2023. Welcome to day 818. The Supreme Court temporarily preserved access to the abortion pill mifepristone while it considers a lower court ruling that restricted the FDA's approval of the drug. The hold will remain in effect until midnight on Wednesday. Last week, U.S. Judge Matthew Kaczmarek suspended the FDA's approval of mifepristone after more than two decades. Although an appeals court blocked Kaczmarek's order that suspended the approval, the judges blocked mail delivery of the pill, reimposed doctor's visits, and shortened the length of time mifepristone can be used during pregnancy. They also blocked the 2019 approval of the generic form of the drug. Meanwhile, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas reported rental income totaling hundreds of thousands of dollars over the last two decades from a firm that has not existed since 2006. Thomas continued to disclose between $50,000 and $100,000 in income from the old firm annually on his financial disclosures. Democratic lawmakers, meanwhile, called on the federal court system's policymaking body, the Judicial Conference, to refer Thomas to the U.S. Attorney General for potential ethics violations after it was reported that he failed to report real estate deals that he made with Republican megadonor Harlan Crow. Thomas also accepted luxury vacations from Crow for more than two decades in apparent violation of a financial disclosure law. The watchdog group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics also filed a civil and criminal complaint against Thomas, saying that his failure to disclose repeated lavish gifts undermines confidence in the Supreme Court as an institution. Moving on, the $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit against Fox News was delayed by one day to allow both parties to discuss a possible settlement. Dominion Voting Systems, which sells voting machines and election software, claims it was defamed by Fox News after its hosts and guests made false claims on the air that the company helped rig the 2020 election against Trump. Dominion's civil lawsuit seeks $1 billion in lost enterprise value and $600 million in lost profits. People directly involved in the case said that they didn't expect a settlement to occur and that jury selection and opening arguments are now scheduled to begin at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. Meanwhile, House Republicans on the Judiciary Committee hosted a field hearing in New York to attack Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, who is prosecuting Trump on 34 charges of falsifying business records in connection with his hush money payments to Stormy Daniels during his 2016 presidential campaign. In a political stunt by Jim Jordan and other Republicans, they accused Bragg of pro-crime, anti-victim policies that they claim have caused an increase in violent crime and a dangerous community for New York City residents. Manhattan's current level of violent crime is down significantly from the record levels of the 1990s, and for what it's worth, the crime rate in New York is about one-third of the crime rate in Columbus, Ohio, which is just south of Jordan's district. And finally, Kevin McCarthy proposed a one-year debt ceiling increase paired with cuts to the budget and new work requirements to receive federal benefits like Medicaid and food stamps. McCarthy said defaulting on our debt is not an option, but added that a no-strings-attached debt limit increase will not pass, and said that American debt is a ticking time bomb that will detonate unless we take serious, responsible action. McCarthy, who has four votes to spare in a narrow majority, said House Republicans plan to vote in the coming weeks on forthcoming legislation to raise the debt ceiling, limit federal spending, claw back COVID-19 aid, and enact new work requirements for social programs. The plan, however, is likely dead on arrival in the Democratic-led Senate. And the White House, which has urged that Congress should raise the debt limit without conditions, said McCarthy is holding the full faith and credit of the United States hostage, threatening our economy and our hardworking Americans' retirement. Lawmakers have about 7 weeks to raise the debt limit and avoid a financial catastrophe. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.